Good morning, everyone. It's been a blessing to be here already. I would just like to bow for a word of prayer, if you would. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning. We are thankful people to be gathered together to worship you, Lord. We do pray that, Lord, you would bring clarity to my thoughts and that you would give us words that we could meditate on and things that would change our lives and our outlook, Lord. We just pray that you would bless this time together. Bless each soul that is here. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't believe it's coincidence on what Brother Aiden was sharing. He should have just kept going. But the thoughts that I have on my heart are simply those words there, ask, seek, and knock. We want to just take a look at that. There's two passages in Scripture that have those specific words there in it. But we want to look at the one there in Matthew chapter 7. Let's just turn to that and read those words to give a little bit of context what we'll be sharing. Matthew chapter 7. These are beautiful promises that we as Christians can trust that God has given to each one of us. Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 7, we'll read down through 12. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So, my thoughts are a bit scattered this morning, so please bear with me. But first of all, we want to begin with just looking at some of these words here. We want to begin there in verse 7. It says, ask. Ask. What does ask mean? The Strong's definition there for the word ask would be simply to ask, to beg, crave, or desire. So it would be perhaps a little more strongly than sometimes when we ask someone to help us. But it would give the idea of begging or craving. And so God's promise is to the people who come to him and beg and ask for his blessing and his answer to their prayers. Ask. The next word we see here is seek. Aiden was sharing a bit on that now here. Seek would have the idea of to desire, endeavor, and inquire. And the other interesting thought that kind of came along with the word seek was the idea of worship. I thought that was a bit interesting, and the Strong's gave the idea that worship can be included in that. So to seek, as we seek God, gives the idea of also doing it in a worshipful state. I thought that was an interesting picture there. The promise there is that if we seek, the promise is ye shall find. So if we are endeavoring or inquiring of God, and as we'll see a little later here, I think there are some requirements to some of this, but we will find, it says. If we seek his will for us rightly, we shall find. The next word we want to take a look at here is to knock. Knock, just simply to knock or to rap. very simple for us to understand this morning. Promise here is to knock and it shall be opened. One of the things that I was looking at as I was studying this is gives the idea here that we are to knock as a beggar would. You know, faith in prayer is a key that opens this door. God's design is to express the fervor, the nature, and constancy of prayer. And here he desires and encourages it. So I just want to go back over a couple of those thoughts there. That as we knock, faith in prayer is the key that opens this door. So by faith, as we knock, God will open to us. And I had to think, sometimes we may seem like we are spend a lot of time knocking. But I think it is God's design, as I just read here, is to express or to bring out how fervent we are and the nature and constancy. You know, how willing are we to continue to knock? And God wants to encourage that in our life. Sometimes that, you know, we can seem like we spend a long time praying for something before God answers in a clear way. There was a thought that came to me as I was meditating on these verses, and I think I'm just going to draw it up here. I'm not entirely sure that this is all 100% accurate, but I think we want to look at it this way a little bit this morning. So with these words here, I think all of these are done by faith. And each one of these has a very strong promise. We will find, the door will be opened. And I think that's a beautiful picture there. But I think each one of those, the answer comes to us through faith. If we ask in faith, if we seek God in faith, and if we knock by faith. As we ask God by faith, He will give us those things that are right and good for us. And I appreciated what Aidan was sharing there. These thoughts actually came to me while he was sharing. And there again, I want you to just consider them, and if they don't line up with God's Word, then discard them. But I was thinking, ask. So what does it mean to ask? I think God wants us to ask for the needs in our life, for the things that we need in this life. Or as we see needs in our own lives, perhaps spiritually, we are to ask God for help. I was thinking the word seek, what does that mean? Or how do we seek? Or what should we seek for? And Aidan was mentioning there that we should seek God. And I think that's very right. We should seek God for direction for our life, for more of His character to be revealed to us and through us. And then what does knock mean? What are we to knock on? And the thought came to me there, I think God begins to show us His ways and His, perhaps the doors in our life that He wants us to go through. And I think by faith, as we begin to knock on those doors or the things in our life that God is pointing us to, God wants to open those before us. Now, there's another aspect that we want to look at here too. And that is faith helps to align our will with God's. And I think this is an important key as we consider these words here. Because there's many things that we can seek after. There's many things we can ask for. And so it's very important that our will is aligned with God's. And I think through faith, a lot of that will happen. Now, there's another illustration I could draw up here, but I had to think. When I think of a line, I think of a vehicle, and I think about the wheels on a vehicle being aligned. And how can we align ourselves with God? Many times we're going down the road and we got a wheel that's out of alignment in our life, and it wants to pull us. It wants to draw us away. And so faith, as we trust God and believe God, faith wants to draw us together in an alignment with God, and things will work much better when that happens. The closer that we are aligned with God, you know, as we walk in that way, we'll find that things go much more smoothly for us, and we're not constantly begging God to change the circumstances, but we find ourselves understanding God's will in the circumstances. Faith also, you know, as we exercise our faith, as the doors open in our lives, faith walks through those doors. By faith, we begin to walk through and exercise ourselves in what God has before us. And we have a couple scriptures here that I wanted to read with some of these words and some of these thoughts here. Very common scripture here is Hebrews chapter 11. We all know that this is known as the faith chapter. I'd like to just turn and read a couple of those scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11, and I want to just read verse 6, I believe, here. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that verse, I think, has a lot of meaning that we can easily read right over. But without faith, we cannot please God. And it tells us what is required of us. We are to believe that God is who he says he is. That's number one. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I had to think, if we don't really believe that God will reward the ones who are truly serious, it's going to be very hard for us to exercise faith in a proper way. So I think that's key, is that we understand that. The next scripture I'd like to look at is in Luke chapter 11. This is the other passage in Scripture where these words are all together again. Luke chapter 11, I'd like to read verses 5 through 8. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, I'm sorry, I was going to start in verse 5. Verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And it's interesting that that's written right before we have those words. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And so with that short passage in mind, let's think about how do we ask and seek and knock today. This is a picture of a very... none of us want to treat our friends this way, get them up out in the middle of the night, but sometimes that's the case. But that's the context that these words are written, and I think God seems like He appreciates that that urgentness, that urgentness of us coming to Him and begging Him. And so, God doesn't feel the same way that we do at midnight when someone comes to us. But God is waiting for that heart that is crying out to Him. In John chapter 16, a couple verses here. I had to think of, there's a number of passages that we could read of how people inconvenienced Jesus when He was on earth, but He didn't take it as an inconvenience at all. Instead, He enjoyed helping them, or it sure seems like it. John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. "And in that day ye shall ask Me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in My name, He will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in My name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." That's God's desire for us, is that we would have fullness of joy. Now, we could go into what all that means, you know, to have fullness of joy. Most of the time, that doesn't mean a bunch of physical blessings. Most of the time, it truly means to be seeking God and to be fulfilled in Him will bring that fullness of joy. The other thing that I want to point out here in these verses here, it tells us that we are to ask in Jesus' name. Here in verse 23 says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in My name, He will give it you." And I want to encourage us to do that. We should ask the Father in Jesus' name. I think that's an important key as well. Also, James chapter 4, a couple verses. And I know that these verses, I think, to some of the youngest children in this room, are very, very familiar to us. But I think these are keys in our life that we need to follow. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." We could keep right on going down there through that chapter. But I just want to look at these three verses here. We are told here what happens if we ask with wrong motives, if our motives are not pure and right. God does not answer those prayers if our motives are wrong. If what we ask for is only for ourselves, that we may, as He puts it here, that ye may consume it upon your lusts or your passions, that everything is for me and to further me and my kingdom, my little world here, God doesn't answer those prayers. And so I think it's important that we understand that. If we desire and lust after things, or power or prominence, or things that have to do with my position and my how people think of me, many times those things will be unanswered prayers. And so it's important that we understand what we should ask for. I think as we align ourselves by faith with God's will, those things become much more clear what we should be asking for. But I think practical needs in our life, God is waiting for us to come and to share those things with Him. And then also, as I shared earlier, we are to seek God with our whole heart. And I didn't take the time to find some of those scriptures. But God's blessing is upon, like Aidan shared, those who will seek Him early for direction for their life. And I trust that each one of us, as we see God's way opening before us, we will knock and we will continue to knock until God makes His will clear for us. So those are just some thoughts that God laid on my heart this morning. And I trust that each one of us will find the patience and endurance to continue doing what we're asked to do, and that is to ask and to seek and to knock. So God bless you. Thank you for listening.